Colorado Department of Transportation crews worked 6 days a week for more than 2 months to repair the winding Canyon Highway. And Thursday's snow and cold temperatures were not lost on the dignitaries who gathered near the town of Drake.
All I can say is this was the toughest one we had. We said we would get it done before winter. We barely made it, but we did!
That's CDOT Executive Director Don Hunt. He warmed up the crowd of about 100 people before Governor John Hickenlooper took to a makeshift podium.
I think that if you step back and squint your eyes and look at it, 10 weeks ago, right, was when this all happened. To get this done in 10 weeks is amazing.
In some ways, the repaired road looks better than it did before, both lanes completely accessible and fully paved. But alongside the road, you can see how destructive the floodwaters were. Homes are still severely damaged, and random artifacts litter the side of the road, including destroyed cars and an upright piano.
Getting the roads open is the first step, right? But that's not it. And we have a tremendous long way to go of working together and trying to figure out all the other issues of how do we support some of the small businesses that have been really knocked on their backs, the challenges for people getting back into housing.
In fact, very few residents of Drake have moved back home. Eileen Bogie and her husband Bill live in the nearby Hayden subdivision. Power was only restored about 3 weeks ago, but they still don't have any phone service.
It upsets me because we have no cell service. We have no phone. We are the only ones up there. And if there was an emergency, I worry what would happen.
Bogie was lucky. Only her garage was damaged, while several of her neighbors completely lost their homes. She says some want to move back to make repairs, but can't for other reasons.
A lot of these people rented homes because FEMA wanted them to get a home. And so they were roped into like a year lease. Well, now they can get back to their homes, and a lot of the landlords won't break their leases.
Bogie says she's talked to about 6 families that have decided not to return. That's out of about 24 homes in her area. It's a mixed bag for businesses, too. Down the road in Loveland, Sean Ellis is finishing up work on a bench for his event center and wedding ranch. While it's a slow time of the year, Ellis has used the winter months in the past to show his property to brides and grooms looking to book weddings for the next summer.
I've heard from millions of people, they think Ellis Ranch is underwater.
Ellis says he's open for business, but it doesn't help that his property is only accessible by driving briefly on County Road 29, which right now has a big road closed sign on it.
That's really been hurting us the most is 34 has been open all the way to our intersection pretty much a couple weeks after the flood happened, but turning up on County Road 29, there's a road closure, and a lot of them get scared and drive back town if I don't tell them.
Back at the Highway 34 reopening, Estes Park Mayor Bill Pinkham says business has been slow at his end of the canyon, too. That's despite the state paying to keep Rocky Mountain National Park open during the government shutdown.
Is it possible for businesses to catch up what they lost this year? Or
Probably not, but the good news is that we're ready to roll for next year, and I think next year is going to be a fabulous year.
And for now, Pinkham says the focus is on the town's Thanksgiving weekend parade.
So the restaurants are open, the stores are open, and we're ready to celebrate the holidays.
If there's one thing that everyone here agrees with, the timing of reopening 34 couldn't have been better. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.